Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Problem?
We just by the oh, that's you playing music. Okay, because I've got a new hotkey that I want to play around with. Just in the nick of time. Sorry, a little bit late.
I
have been out of my house since 7:45, right? And I've been honking. I wanted to come back and have a shower. I went to school sports day.
Did you do some running?
No, I didn't. Then it was, look at that. That looks menacing, that fan, doesn't it? Then I had, it was like 4 hours of just hanging around in Windsor because I wasn't going to come back. So I read a great book. Mummy's, I'll get this great book in a minute. And I went and had some food. I went and looked in the charity shops and I stank, basically. So this, I'm wearing this. This is new. Scott told me, Scott Balcony, T-shirt maker, told me that he was once, he makes like stag things. This is a secret, right?
Sometimes he won't make them.
Well, he was asked to make one that said, well, he said Hail Hitler, but he meant Heil, like as a nickname on the back.
Flipping it.
And he said, I don't feel comfortable with that. So what was he asked to make instead? Hang on. He said, I don't feel comfortable with that. I'm not going to make it. So he was then asked to make, I've got my glasses on. This is a terrible start to the show. I might be playing something private, so let me just turn. Coming with you in a second.
With I'm a nonce.
Flipping it, mate.
And I went, okay, I'll print that. Okay,
they changed it to I'm a nonce. So that's why we're a little bit late. I can apologise. No, that's not why we're late. So I spent 4 hours in Windsor and then I had to go and pick up one of the boys from Reading. So I went there and I got there and this was it. It was like, Kim's in the back and he's in his PJs. We're all ready to go and it was 5:15 and we're going to get here by 6 and I could have a shower. And then I get a phone call. Oh, where are you? I'm at the school. Oh, didn't mummy tell you? I got the bus home. Right. Oh, you want me to come pick you up from the bus stop 30 minutes away? Unbelievable.
My kids had a similar... their dad had a similar experience today.
But do you know what? I wasn't angry and some good stuff came out of it. And I'll tell you what in a second. You carry on.
So my eldest came out of school and she said, oh, my friend wants me to go out with her tonight. Is it all right? And I said, well, listen, you're with daddy tonight, so you've got to ask him because I don't know what he's got planned for you.
He's got a plan getting rid of the kids as quick as possible. That's always my plan.
So I left it at that. And then I was, when he came to pick them up, he was cross. And I said, what's the matter? And he said, she's arranged to go out and she hasn't told me and she hasn't asked me. And I've got to be across town and she's not thought about how I'm going to do it and all that sort of stuff anyway, or logistically problematic. So in the end, I've I've managed to negotiate an uneasy peace between the two of them,
okay.
where she's going to meet him at a certain point where right. he will be, yeah. rather than him having to run round after her. But flipping heck, it's getting teenagey round here, isn't it?
It is. The good thing of my boy not telling me where he was is I said, right, well, you're listening to my music on the way home. You're having a musical education.
As punishment.
Yeah. And so we listened to two different versions of One Voice by Barry Manilow.
Oh, God. Oh, you poor thing.
Shut up. Do you remember what they used to call him, Concord?
Yeah.
A bit anti-Semitic, that, isn't it? I think that's anti-Semitic.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Looking back, Concord, because you've got a big old hooter.
Yeah, and I remember Kenny Everett doing a sketch where he was sitting at the piano and he had an actual Concord coming out of his face.
Yeah. So we listened to that. But then I said, all right, do you know what? You're going to have proper education. The Beatles, right? The Beatles. Fucking hell, it was amazing, right? So I put on... I said, first of all, we're going to listen to Penny Lane.
Have you never made them have this before?
In the back, a bit, but never, you're actually going to sit and listen to this because you're in trouble.
Right.
So Penny Lane. I said, Penny Lane, it's a song, it's about a street, and this is Paul McCartney, and then I'm going to play you Strawberry Fields, which is very John Lennon, all right? It's a bit oversimplistic, but Paul is about melody and about telling a story, and Lennon is more about a vibe, right? So we listened to both of those, and he Strawberry Fields won out. For him.
Right. He's a melody man.
He said, I don't know how to describe it. It feels very airy. I said, that you've described it perfectly.
Fancy.
you've described it. I said to me, it's like a dream. Then we played some more. Then I played For No One. And I said, look, you know, this whole concept of having horns and strings was new in pop. Then we played, I said, try this one. Played Here Comes the Sun. He's singing along to it. He knows it.
Oh.
Then, I wonder if it will show me what songs, the history of my songs on here. I can't see. Then we played, Alex, which, come here for a second. He's singing along to, Once There Was a Way to Get, he's singing along to Golden. What Beatles songs did you sing along to that we knew? So we had Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. What else was there you were singing to?
Oh,
once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty. There were some others that you knew and you were singing along to. I can't think what they were.
I've forgotten.
Okay, we're on until... Ow, what?
Oopsie, sorry.
This is the guy that didn't text me.
It's because my phone bugged out.
Right, so he phoned me to say that he wasn't at the school, and then I said, well, why didn't you text me? I didn't have any battery.
Do you want to hear my reasoning? Everyone in the chat...
Come in here and talk to them.
You guys would have experienced this once. So your phone, it's got like 20% battery, but then it just
do not go to Alex Plays Fortnite on YouTube, because this guy's a jerk.
And then it fully runs out of battery, like in a second, 20 to zero.
Apple.
And then, like... 20 minutes later, it goes back up to like 10.
Just when you're phoning up Daddy to see why he's not at the bus stop to pick you up.
No, it was like, it happened like 20 seconds before that.
Oh, right. Okay, mate. Yeah. All right. All right, buddy.
Sounds legit. Thank you, Flankton.
That's Roger. And Roger doesn't know anything. Roger's visually impaired.
yes.
Do you want to send your brother in? Jen says, I stand with Alex.
And Visionary Soup says, sorry, can confirm.
Quiet bloke says, happen all the time.
Yeah. The temperature used to mess with my phone, my iPhone.
Kim.
Yeah.
Kim's learned something at school today, and I love this. Kim, do you want to show Catherine what you've learned?
This.
Yeah.
So, press my hand to unfold this one.
It's not farts, right? Just press it to unfold once.
Why am I scared?
God. Press it to unfold it once. That's all you've got to do. It's very simple.
It's going to say something horrible.
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and desert you.
I've been rickrolled. I've been rickrolled.
Ah! Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, didn't see that coming. I thought I was going to say I've not washed my hands or something.
Oh no, that's true as well.
But, I mean, yes.
Right, I need to edit a new. Oh no, hang on.
Yeah, you've unplugged me.
I've unplugged you as well.
Selfishly.
Hang on. Right, hang on. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yes.
Right, you talk to the ladles and jelly spoons.
Today, I achieved something in that I called the plumber back and I was assertive, still friendly, and told him what I wanted him to do and didn't feel like a mug. Don't you hate it when you get some work done right? So yesterday, the plumber came round to fix a kind of patch-up job that he'd done when he came over last time when I had a leak, right? But I couldn't afford to get the whole system changed. So I saved up to get this new pump put in and he was going to... redo the pressure upstairs as well, because the water pressure upstairs is rubbish. It's like someone's doing a wee out the tap. And so he fixed it, and then my eldest, you might have, if you listen to the, or if you look at the tape from yesterday, from our show yesterday, you'll have heard towards the end, you might have heard a little bit of a commotion happening at my house. And it was because my eldest had phoned her dad because she'd got in the shower and it rained on her for about 15 seconds and stopped, but just enough time for her to get really soapy. So then she had to wash her hair in the sink.
That was my granddad's nickname from my dad. My dad would call him Soapy. All right, Soapy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
So hang on.
Yeah. Oh,
I got a great sound clip. Go on, say something. Just say something, anything.
So anyway, I got the
pump. Oh, hello? The PlayStation isn't working. Well, it is working. Have you turned it on? Are you turning it on with the PlayStation controller or the Xbox controller?
I think you might have to call the FBI for that one.
Fudging hell. Can't you read a book or draw a picture?
We both know the answer to those questions is no. So yeah, I got him back and I sent him a message pretty swiftly. And he came back and he sorted it out. I think part of it is him being a nice guy and having made an honest mistake. But also part of it is me being a powerful woman who doesn't need no man and takes no shit. I did need a man. I needed a man to come in with some plumbing knowledge. But apart from that, I did that. So yeah, felt pretty good. So that's what happened today. And it's been an okay day. Is it storming where you are? Because I think we're due for one. I think I may have heard some little rumblings of thunder. But it's very tricky. Thank you, Visionary Soup. Well done. Welcome to the fold. Yeah, it's ridiculous sense of achievement when you get something like that sorted out, because when you've paid for work to be done and you realise it hasn't, don't you start to sort of spin out and have the conversation with, you know, not the conversation of it's still not fixed and, you know, kind of all these different scenarios where they've done it on purpose. He hadn't, of course, and it was fixed within 10 minutes of him coming back this morning, but it was just that moment of, oh shit, I've got to be a grown-up now and fix this stuff.
So you called him back?
Yes.
It didn't edit properly. That's why I was trying to edit it and it didn't edit. Right, hang on. You're going to hear the edit because it didn't save for some reason. Hang on. There we go. There we go. Woman, are you mad? So, when I'm at my funeral song is now Bermuda Triangle. It really is. I'd forgotten about that song. My first brush with Bermuda Triangle was when I saw The Young Ones live and Kevin Turvey came out and sang, Bermuda Triangle, Bermuda Triangle, Bermuda Triangle, Bermuda. So that's, I'm so surprised he sang that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Barry Manilow live stuff, including 2012 with the London Philharmonic. He played it then.
My discovery of Bermuda Triangle was, do you remember there was like a triangular box of chocolates they made briefly for a while and tried to make us feel like it was posher than a normal square box of chocolates? That.
It has got a freaking great line in it. Just join us. Join us, please, if you will. This is some song. This came out...
I like it when he's sitting on my blanket.
There we go. But listen, it's got the best line in it, right? This has got it's got a great line in it. Here we go. Here we go. We're going to get stung. So here we go. We decide to get away and have some fun. It's like he's great at telling a story, but this is a nuts story, but it's got a great line. So she says Hawaii's too far. She says Hawaii's too expensive. Are you mad? We know, Gary, we can see the screen. Here we go. But this is, here it comes. Oh, he does it a bit later on, doesn't it? Try to see it from my angle.
Yeah, but she doesn't see my angle.
This is talk radio. We've been doing this all freaking night. Bermuda Triangle. It makes people disappear. Bermuda Triangle. This is my funeral song. Here we go. But look at it from my angle. Such a great line, man. Such a great line. What can we find out about Bermuda Triangle? Let's go to the song.
I don't think it does make people disappear.
No, it was like a tourist thing or something to create some interest or something that apparently is quite boring.
Yes. Bermuda Triangle is all right.
No,
they should have put...
we didn't play it on Talk Ems. We played...
Afternoon Delight. No.
No. The Pina Colada song. This is... my sister said that's Barry's Pina Colada song. Right, Bermuda Triangle song we want. Bermuda... Triangle
song.
Here we go. Here we go. Not a Lot by Barry Manilow from his album Barry, released as a single in 1981. It only reached number 15 in the UK singles, 16 in Germany, 23 in Ireland. The song features tonicizations, the cycle of fifths and a brief modulation to the tonic minor, which represents Manilow losing his woman. Why do they put it like that? That's homophobic.
No, I don't think it is homophobic.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I think it's talking about, he says I'm losing his woman, like, because people disappear.
Fogg says, I thought there were a lot of ships and planes mysteriously disappear. That didn't happen? That didn't happen, mate, unfortunately. Fortunately, people didn't die. That's all we know about the song.
Hey, I didn't know he'd written a song called Sandra. It says Mandy, 1974.
Sandra, 1974. Lucy, Barbara, Jane.
Covering all the names in 1974.
He's so good. I made it through the rain, and it's a miracle. It's a miracle, a true blue spectacle, the miracle. What is great, right? Because all of his songs are about you, and I love you, and I wish you were here. I wish you would stay.
Yeah.
What he brilliantly does, he turns it on the audience. I love you, and the miracle is you. Does that for the whole show. Every you is about the audience.
He made us feel special. He made some of those women feel very special. And what I mean is they hadn't got the memo.
When I look at, and I used to do this with Neil Diamond, when I used to see Neil Diamond in concert a lot. And once they got past 70, I'd always look at their trousers and think, what do their legs look like underneath that? And I was the same chickeny with Manolo. 78-year-old, you know, skinny, old New Yorker. What do those legs look like underneath? Because the trousers make it look like full legs.
Well, he's a tiny man, isn't he? And he wears very, very, very big shoulder pads. So it's very tricky to see what his actual shape is.
Let's go to Barry Manilow on Wikipedia.
I meant that he's a slight figure. He's always been a slight. Oh, he's
very slim. Very slim. Okay, so he's 79 years old. Excuse me.
Born Barry Allen Pincus.
Oh, that's see, I like Copacabana. Do you know the one line that puts me off, that makes me think Copacabana is rubbish? And they took this line out, it'll be great.
Go on.
Have a banana.
I don't remember that bit.
What?
They don't sing have a banana.
They sing have a banana.
They don't sing have a banana.
We go to YouTube.
I don't believe it.
It's in the like sort of dancey bit in the middle. North of Havana, have a banana. Don't they? Copacabana.
I don't think so.
All right. What the fuck?
Yes.
Oh, we're in.
Shoulder pads, look at that.
Oh, look, that's rude. Kultnacht.
Kultnacht.
Her name was Lola. She was...
This is a tune, but I don't want to get copyrighted. Havana.
Copacabana.
No, that was north of Havana there.
No, right. It was Copacabana.
No, no, no. Oh, wait, go to it. Copacabana. Say what you hear. Say what you hear.
Copa. Copacabana.
That was north of Havana.
Maybe. Music and passion.
They cut it out.
Or they maybe it never was.
No, no, no. There's a longer version.
There's no banana.
They did it when we were there.
No. I won't have it.
No, they did it. Right, here we go.
The remix. Copacabana. Music and passion.
Hang on.
So it turns out it is the perfect song.
There we go, Have you seen the film Copacabana?
I feel like I have, but I probably haven't.
Oh, it's great, man. We should watch that.
Is he Tony?
Yeah. No, there's a longer version. Copacabana.
I feel like you're clutching at bananas.
No, I'm not. Longer version. There's a longer version. Here we go. Long version, which is what he played the other night.
It's the same version. It's got more bongos.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Like in Havana.
Thank you!
How dare they?
And that's the version they played. I hate that, but now I know there's a version without it, just in case you missed it. Everyone in the chat owes me an apology, right?
One at a time. Like in Havana.
Gary, it's a good phone in, Gary, and maybe I'll do that on Jack. Songs that have bananas in. Fruit songs. We're trying to compile a bowl of fruit out of songs. Give us a call now.
God.
I'll start. Have a banana from Copacabana. I accept your apology, Andrea, and thank you, Graham. Lorraine, Lulu, that's just offensive.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.